ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんは
マンボ、
こんにちはニューヨーク。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 20. Nihongo Dojo. How do you get more of the best in Japan?
Naomi です。
Rebecca here.
長いタイトルですね。
そうですね。It's a very long title.
そうですね。
こんにちは、Naomi 先生。
こんにちは。今日もよろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。Today's lesson is about breakfast again, and we're going to look at casual speech and offering someone a drink. We'll be having another look at class 1 verbs,and how to put them in the dictionary form. Okay, so today's conversation takes place at
Fuyuka no uchi.
Fuyuka's home. And it's continuing the storyline from last week.
Fabrizio, Fuyuka, and Fuyuka's mother are in the conversation. They're talking about coffee.
Right, and when Fuyuka's mother talks to Fabrizio, she uses polite Japanese.
そうですね。
And when she talks to her daughter, she's using casual Japanese. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue.
ファブリツィオさん、コーヒーのおかわりいかがですか？
あ、はい。お願いします。苦くて美味しいです。お母さんのコーヒーは最高ですね。
あら、ありがとう、ファブリツィオさん。冬かもコーヒー飲む？
うん、飲む。
今日、どこ行くの？
車でコンピラさんに行く。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ファブリツィオさん、コーヒーのおかわりいかがですか？
あ、はい。お願いします。苦くておいしいです。お母さんのコーヒーは最高ですね。
あら、ありがとう、ファブリツィオさん。冬かもコーヒー飲む？
うん、飲む。
今日、どこ行くの？
車で。コンピラさんに行く。
今度は英語が入ります。
ファブリツィオさん、コーヒーのおかわりいかがですか？
ファブリツィオ、would you like another cup of coffee?
あ、はい。お願いします。
あ、yes, please.
苦くて美味しいです。お母さんのコーヒーは最高ですね。
It's bitter and delicious. Your coffee is the best.
あら、ありがとう、ファブリツィオさん。
Oh, thank you, Fabrizio.
フユカもコーヒー飲む？
フユカ、do you want to drink some coffee too?
うん、飲む。
Sure, I'll drink some.
今日、どこ行くの？
Today, where are you going?
車でコンピラさんに行く。
We're going to Computer-san by car.
Fabrizio and Fuyuka are off to
Kompira-san. I found an article about Kompira-san and I gave it to Rebecca-san. So
I'll explain it.
はい、お願いします。
Okay, Kompira-san is a mountain where there's a shrine, the Kotohira shrine. In this shrine, the sea god is worshipped. This sea god, I think, comes from India.
そうですね。インドからです。
So the word Kompira is actually a Sanskrit word. It comes from a Sanskrit word. And the god that is being worshipped was a river god in India. It was a crocodile.
知らなかった。Didn't know that.
Yeah, so this crocodile considered a river god or a sea god. And it protects fishermen, I think. So maybe fishermen go to Kompira-san to pray for a good catch or something like that.
そうですね。Kompira-san の階段は有名です。
Kompira-san is famous for the stairway leading up to the front entrance. It's very long, I think. I haven't been there myself. Have you been there, Naomi-sensei?
Hi, I have.
Did you climb the stairs?
はい。
Was it hard?
It's not as bad as I expected, but 大変でした.
But it was a bit hard.
Hi.
Well, let's have a look at the vocab from today's dialogue. First item.
コーヒー.
Coffee.
コーヒー. コーヒー.
Next.
おかわり.
A second helping, another cup.
おかわり. おかわり.
Next item.
苦い.
Bitter. This is an I adjective.
苦い. 苦い.
Next.
最高.
The most, the extreme.
最高. 最高.
Next item.
飲みます.
To drink. This is the must form.
飲みます. 飲みます.
Next.
飲む.
To drink. This is the dictionary form.
飲む. 飲む.
Next item.
行く.
To go. This is the dictionary form.
行く. 行く.
Next.
コンピラさん.
Mount Kompira and the shrine on it.
コンピラさん. コンピラさん.
Well, the useful phrase we're going to look at today is how to ask for seconds. おかわり.
はい.
And what is the sentence from the dialogue that has this in it?
コーヒーのおかわりいかがですか?
Would you like more coffee? Or literally, how about a second serving of coffee? If we break down the sentence into its parts, we have
コーヒー.
Coffee.
の.
A particle that indicates possession or attribution.
おかわり.
A second helping, another cup.
いかが?
How about?
です.
Copula.
か?
Question marker.
コーヒーのおかわりいかがですか?
Actually, we already looked at いかがですか, didn't we? It was lesson Dial You and Beyond 19?
そうです. Lesson 19 です.
Okay, let's practice using this おかわり.
はい. If you want to say, like, would you like more bread? パンのおかわりいかがですか?
Okay, and if I wanted to ask for more bread, how can I do that? If I'm really hungry, nobody offers me, what do I say?
パンのおかわりお願いします.
Okay, パンのおかわりお願いします.
Yeah,
please, may I have more bread?
And to get the waiter or waitress's attention, maybe you can put すみません in front of the sentence.
Excuse me, is that what it means? Excuse me, oh, okay. So we would say
すみません. パンのおかわりお願いします.
Okay.
And you might probably want to ask, おかわりはただですか?
Is a second helping free? Yeah, actually, yeah, I wonder. It often is, isn't it? Especially at lunchtime.
I can't guarantee, but if the waiter or waitress said, パンのおかわりいかがですか? It means it's free.
Oh, I see. So if they offer it to you, usually that's because it's part of the meal deal or whatever.
そうだと思います. I guess.
Probably.
Depends on the restaurant.
Okay. Well, I think Japanese restaurants have very good lunch deals.
そうですね.
Yeah, they often have おかわり. You can have like おかわり of like Indian restaurants. You can get extra naan or whatever.
そうそうそう.
Second helpings of things at lunchtime anyway.
そうですね.
All right. Well, let's have a look at the grammar point from today's lesson. We're going to be revising how to put class one verbs in their dictionary form. The sentence which appeared in the dialogue was
車でコンピラさんに行く.
We are going to コンピラさん by car. So, 行きます is a class one verb because you drop the 行きます form and you add う. So, 行きます becomes
行く.
行く. Right. Some other verbs in this class one group are, for example,
話します.
To speak. If we put this in the dictionary form, it becomes
話す.
All right. What's another one?
待ちます.
Becomes
待つ.
And one more.
飲みます.
Becomes
飲む.
飲む. Okay. So by now, I think the pattern should become clear.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. Another sentence from today's dialogue, which had the dictionary form in it, was
冬香もコーヒー飲む?
Do you want coffee too, Fuyuka? So this was Fuyuka-san's mum who was asking this, which is why she's using the casual form, or the dictionary form of the verb nomimasu. She's saying nomu. And how does Fuyuka reply?
Nomu.
She says, yeah, nomu. What's this un? Can you explain that to us, please?
Means yes, but less polite than hai or e.
So you would only use it in an informal situation.
So desu ne. The first thing the Japanese kid corrected by teacher at school, at elementary school, is don't say say hi.
Actually, I had one teacher at university who used to say that to me. I'm very grateful that he did, but I used to say maybe because I didn't know any better, but also because in English we say that's like air. But this teacher used to say to me, じゃなくてはい。
So, yeah, my elementary teachers kept saying that.
じゃなくてはい。じゃなくてはい。 Not it's hai. So my Japanese teacher at university was teaching me what elementary school students know. How embarrassing. Well, I suppose in Japanese language, I was an elementary school student.
But, you know, I think older people are more conservative about the language. So I think your professor is trying to teach you something.
Oh, I'm very grateful he did, because I didn't know that, except that we're speaking English, and that's okay in English to say. So you think that it's okay in Japanese, but actually that sound, which is okay in English, in Japanese is rude. It doesn't display enough respect towards your listener. You have to say eh or hai.
Hai. So desu ne.
Otherwise, it sounds like you're going, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. So always remember in a polite situation to say hai or eh. Can guys say eh?
In a business situation, yes.
They can, okay. Yeah, as usual, guys don't have to be quite as polite as women in Japanese, but yes, anyway. For now, just remember to say hai and eh when in doubt. じゃなくてはい。じゃなくてはい。そうですね。 Well, I think that's all we've got time for today.
Hai.
Check out the PDF. We'll be continuing next week with practicing more of these different verb conjugations.
So desu ne. Actually, we are going to learn class 3.
Class 3, the irregular verbs.
Hai, so desu.
Ja, o tanoshimi ni.
Ja, mata raishu.
Fabrizio-san, coffee no okawari ikaga desu ka?
Hai. お願いします。 苦くて美味しいです。 お母さんのコーヒーは最高ですね。
あら、ありがとう。 ファブリツィオさん。 冬香もコーヒー飲む?
うん、飲む。
今日、どこ行くの?
車でコンピラさんに行く。